He went off Kufin Chesamun Beis, brings down the cheshbon of how many years each Mishkan stood for, and it says Yemei Omer Shebegilgal was Arbis Shana, in the Midbar was Arbaim Shana Chaser Achas. And the Gemara says, how do you know this cheshbon of Arbaim Shana Chaser Achas? And the Gemara goes through the whole cheshbon, Shana Rishon Asa Meshes Samishkan, Shnei Hukam HaMishkan, Bechule. And then the Gemara ends up saying that that there is Sheva Shekibshu. We find that they were 7 years spent on the Kibush and Sheva Shechulka and 7 years on the Chilik. How do we know this? That if it took 7 years of the kibush, and then it took 7 years of the chiluk, or proves it from a pasuk. But the first thing the Gemara says is a pella. What does this mean? The Gemara is saying that we know that the kibush took 7 years, and if we know that the kibush took 7 years, we can figure out that the chiluk also took 7 years. What does kibush have to do with the chiluk? Mechi teisi, that just because the kibush took that long, the chiluk should take that long. And Rashi is bothered with this, and Rashi says, "Mideshava kibshu shavachilku svara ba'amahi." It's a svara ba'ama, some type of svara, but Rashi doesn't really say what the svara is, and stuck it's arachim. What would be the beer in that? And I saw in the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh over here from the Charkov Rav, he says that he asks this kasha. He says, "Bishma, the kibush takes 7 years. It takes a long time to be kibush, but the chiluk, you could do it in a couple seconds, couple minutes, hours, whatever it is. Why would you need to do it for 7 years? It's not moving. What the svara is." And he wants to say that maybe the pshat is that really the kibbush was also based on the havtach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should get the land of Eretz Yisrael. And once it's a havtach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it care fine. It could happen in a second, in a minute, in a day. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misabed, this should happen in 7 years. And vice versa, there's some cheshbon that it should be bedafka 7 years. And if there's any of 7 years in the kibbush, so it's misabed that there should be 7 years in the chilik as well. And that's the beer and the svar the Gemara. But he ends off that Lamaisa, still it's not clear what my inyan zeh l'zeh. And Sarachian and he blibes Shver, what talk of the beer and the svar is. But there's a really another half to this story with the Charkov Rav and the Sefer of the Zvan Hagas of Beis Brisk. It's brought down, this is in Chelik Aleph, in page Kuf Samach. It brings down an Edis from Chaim Brim. That Chaim Brim said that he was by the Biskarov when the Charkov Rav came in and Mamish asked him the Shail, he asked him this question. He said, what's the Pshan the Gemara? How do we see that Midas Sheva Kibshu Sheva Chilku? And the Briskov answered, he said that just like over here, we see that we clearly have no idea what the Gemara is saying. We don't understand the Svar of the Gemara. So we can learn from here that even in other places, when we think we do understand what the Gemara is saying, we really don't understand what the Gemara is saying, because obviously the logic of the Gemara is a whole different type of logic, because the Gemara calls this a Svar, and this is something that we can't be typhus at all. So he held that this Takanada is not something we can understand. There's some type of Svar that the Gemara has, which is beyond our Hasaga. And talking on the Shurim from David Salvechik over here, he asked the Kasha as well, just one word, and the words mean Shavu Shekibshu. He says, Tzarech Bir Lama, why? So also same question, it's not Muvan. So Al-Kapanim, that's Tzarech Ian. Then the Tzarech HaKadosh is giving a little bit of a hazard, but then in the day, very difficult to understand what the Bir in this Svar is.